cannot imagine for the life of me why anybody would want to hire one of them queer looking, that faggot looking little dude there and has that mustache and them little dressy clothes. I mean, he's working for the United States government. Now, he may lose his job now, but what a bunch of junk that is to hire somebody like that and to represent a country. You know, in this day and hour that we're living in, you're not going to believe this. I don't have very many preacher friends, but I have no queer preacher friends. I don't have a lot of friends except here in church, but I don't have no queer friends. In the lesson, you'll find out here's what God talks about whenever you begin to look into it. He calls it wicked. Do you realize and know that whenever we are on this subject and the wicked shall be turned into hell, do you know that's connected with vile affections? When a man wants to hug and kiss around and be with another man, that's a vile affection, the Bible says. When a woman wants to go into another woman, that's a vile affection. Do you realize that, oh, that whenever we look at that we call them perverts because they are, sodomites, call them fags, call them queers. Let me tell you right now, we could just go right on and on and on and on. That's one of the things that over in Romans chapter 1, and we'll not turn there right this minute, but we will be turning there. But that's one of the things when men are going into men and women are going into women, and they got lust that burns one toward another. And God says, finally God gave them up, and God gave them over to a reprobate mind. Now, you know what a reprobate mind is? It's where you said no to God so long that now all you can do is say no. Why do you think that I keep pounding and pounding? I've had people that I preached to for over 20 years and preached to them about that the reason why they're perverts like that is because of the fact that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, but over the book of Romans, He said they changed the truth of God into a lie. Yes, sir. And the Bible said finally God gave them up and gave them over to a reprobate mind to do that which is unseemly. It's an unseemly lifestyle. And yet you'll find that every now and again that somebody will, amen, 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 and then they'll end up with a grandkid that turns queer. And now, well, you know, I'm not sure that they weren't just born that way. Well, I'm sure about it. I'm telling you the reason why that they're in that condition is they didn't want to be born again. Whenever they knew God, they glorified Him not as God. And that's the condition of the nation that we're living in tonight. I want to say to you that over in the book of Romans, and you can turn there quickly, and we'll not spend a long time there, but you can read the whole thing when you get home. But over in the book of Romans, in chapter number 1, I think that would be well for you and I to point out a couple of things that are there. In the book of Romans, chapter number 1, about verse number 26, when we look there in the passages that we're getting. In Romans chapter 1, verse number 26, here's what it says. He said, for this cause God gave them up into vile affections. There it is. Even their women did change the natural use. In other words, this is unnatural. This is against nature. And the Bible said unto that which is, they changed the natural use of the woman unto that which is against nature. Likewise, also the men leaving the natural use of the woman burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. And I'm going to tell you, you talk about dealing with the offscoring and the most reprobatable condition you can talk about. That's why whenever you're talking to one of them, you can't get to first base because they don't care. Their mind's already made up. Did you notice they're against nature, against nature? It's unnatural for a woman to be with a woman, a man with a man. Now watch this. Do you know the only thing that over there in the book of 1 Corinthians, the Bible said in chapter number 11, about verse number 4, is about verse number 14, 1 Corinthians 11 and verse number 14, that the Bible says, doeth not even nature teach you that if a man have long hair? Now, you know what they got now? They got a fad going around that men ought to grow their hair long so you can sell it somewhere and they can make a wig. The Bible doesn't say unless you're doing a good deed for somebody else. See, we've always got some kind of a loophole, and we're we're such suckers, we'll believe anything out of the sun. It's never right to go contrary to what God said. I don't care what your good intentions may be. You blaspheme and go against the name of the Lord. What you've done is you've identified yourself with this crowd that's against nature. In this Bible lesson you're looking at, I remember whenever I was growing up, you know, of course all the preachers, you know, were putting you into hell because over the fact that they're trying to get you not to listen to the Beatles. And of course they came over from England. Well, my word, they had Sunday school haircuts then beside of what they ended up with and what's going on now. But yeah, were they wicked? Sure. I mean, you know, unless you just like, she loves you, yeah, and all that stuff right there, you know. I got to tell you, son, is that they made it big. And then there's John Lennon said they were bigger and more important and more popular than Jesus Christ. I wonder how he feels about that tonight. Uh-huh. I guarantee you right now is that things begin to change when somebody walked up to him in Yoko and pulled that pistol there. I can promise you he died without hope, without God, thinking how popular that he was more than Jesus Christ, but he stood before the Lord, buddy, undone, unclean. No doubt with a reprobatable mind. In this Bible lesson that you're looking at, let me say to you that, if you will, that in the book of Leviticus, in chapter number 20, now I want all you young people to look in the book of Leviticus, and because you're going to need to remember it. Leviticus 20:13 ought to hit your mind every time somebody preaches on the subject. Leviticus chapter number 20, verse number 13. And it's something you ought to put not only in the margin of your heart and your head, but in your Bible somewhere that you might be able to know it. The Bible said in verse number 13, Leviticus chapter 20, that if a man also lie with mankind as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed abomination, they shall surely be put to death, and their blood shall be upon them. Here's what God said, they're worthy of death. Now you and I are not to go out and kill anybody, but the government ought to be putting the fear of God in them and ought to be a terror unto evil works. And that is an evil, godless, wicked thing. And he said that if a man goes in with a mankind like he did a womankind, they're to be put to death. Now, I want you to look in your Bible, and these are some passages that you've had in days gone by. Let me tell you what the government is. The government leaders ought to be a terror to these evil works, but they're not. They're making laws to protect them. And let me say to you is that they ought to be getting rid of such wickedness in the land, but instead they're promoting it. Let me say to you that, if you will, this unseemly, this unnatural lifestyle, 1 Kings chapter number 15. Now I'm going to give you two or three places there. One of them's in 1 Kings, and the other one's going to be in 1 Kings again, and then the other one will be in 2 Kings. But look if you will, in 1 Kings in chapter 15. Here's a man by the name, if you will, of Asa. Asa became king over Judah. And the Bible said that while he was there reigning and ruling, that in chapter 15, 1 Kings, verse 12, and he took away the sodomites. Sodomites are those squares we're talking about, are those that are burning lust one with another, and those that are doing unseemly things, those things that are unnatural things. We're talking about the queer, the fag. That's what a sodomite is. And this Bible said he took away the sodomites out of the land and removed all the idols that his fathers had made. Now I want to tell you something. There's a king over Judah. There's a king that the Bible said, and it did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. That'd be right in God's eye. The verse above that tells you this is something that's right in the sight of God. Notice another thing there is that, if you will, in 1 Kings chapter 22, 1 Kings in chapter number 22, about verse number 46 is where the passage is going to be. And the Bible said that a man that is the son of Asa, his name is Jehoshaphat. And Jehoshaphat comes in, he's now going to be king. And in verse 46, and the remnant of the sodomites, which remained in the days of his father Asa, he took out of the land. I'm going to tell you something. You're going to find out that these are things that just kept growing. These are things that just kept going. Fact is, over there in the book of Genesis, you know, if you want to find out how God feels about Sodomite, you look at Sodom and Gomorrah that he turned to ashes. In this Bible lesson, he'll find that here that his father Asa has started cleaning the land, cleaning house, getting rid of them. When Jehoshaphat comes on, he goes to taking the remainder out and took them out of the land. I'm not just talking about moved them down the block. He took them out of the land, friend. I want you to notice another thing in 2 Kings in chapter number 23 in the book of 2 Kings. Now, in that lesson that we're looking at, you'll find that Josiah is now going to be the king. And Josiah, what a man that he was, and he's the king of Jerusalem. And the Bible says in chapter 23 and in verse number 7, and he broke down the houses of the Sodomites at the house of the Lord, where the women wove hangings for the groom. I'm going to tell you what happened is, when that goes unchecked, it's not long until it's in the house again. It ain't just on the outside, it's on the inside. You ever been to church somewhere and visit? You can just tell by after you got through shaking hands with the song leader or one of the special singers that you needed a bath and felt like you just needed to be able to wash in lacquer thinner. Don't do that, by the way. It'll eat all your hide off. Let me tell you right now, you're going to see a lot of that between now and the coming of the Lord. In this day and hour that we're living in, you're going to find out that we need some people like Asa and Jehoshaphat and people like Josiah. And look back in Deuteronomy, just in case you miss it whenever the first time around or the second or third or whatever it is. But just look in the book of Deuteronomy in chapter number 23. And in verse number 17, I want to tell you how God feels about the whole situation all the way around. In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 23, verse 17, there shall be no whore, that's a woman, of the daughters of Israel, nor a Sodomite of the sons of Israel. There's the man, male and female. Thou shalt not bring the hire of a whore, or the price of a dog into the house of the Lord thy God for any vow, for even both of these are an abomination unto the Lord thy God. You know how God feels about it? Just so you'd know it, he talked about the hire of the whore, the price of the dog, and he calls him a dog. I got to say, tell you that without question, no doubt about it, that over there in the days of Lot in Genesis 19, whenever they came, they saw those angels coming to get Lot and his family out. And they wanted to go ahead and go into these men because they appeared as though they were men. And Lot said, don't do so wickedly. And to show you how far down in the gutter he was, he offered them his virgin daughters. In this lesson here that we're looking at, you're going to find out that ended up that whenever he says, don't do so wickedly, he calls it that. He knows it's that way. Why, he said the gate of Sodom is beyond me, but he vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deed. Yes, what a sad shape that you would even know he was saved if he didn't have a New Testament to tell you. Let me say to you that the Lord finally delivered them out and rained fire and brimstone while you turn to 2 Peter chapter 2, and we're going to close with it, but in 2 Peter chapter 2. You know, the Bible said, as it was in the days of Noah, and then he says, as it was in the days of Lot, so shall it be when the Son of Man shall come again. And I want you to notice that, if you will, in this lesson, the Bible said, 2 Peter chapter 2, let's just back up to verse 5. The Bible said, and spared not the old world, but he saved Noah, the eighth person, the preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, look, into ashes. You need to make a note of that mentally in connection with Genesis 19, because when God rained fire and brimstone down, let me tell you, he turned these cities into ashes and condemned them with an overflow, making them an example to those that after should live ungodly. Now, you know, if we had anybody in office besides people that believed Roman Catholicism and all them other isms and things like that, Somebody could have already told them, are you so foolish, Mr. President, that you're about to sign into law? Are you far away from God? Are you so cold and condemned in your heart? Are you such a reprobate that you Republicans and Democrats don't know what God said about this matter? I guarantee you they don't care what God said. You'll never see Fox News sell anything except their little book, their faith book. They got a book of faith. And then us other's got a book, and this and theirs got a book, and they're all of them got a book to sell, and all of them talking out of both sides of their mouth. And let me tell you what they do is that they're playing both ends again in the middle, and then they end up with a queer announcer, journalist, to back up what they're saying, or this young man that's a queer, and he, of course, you know, I watch their faces because they sit like this. Oh, hell, I don't say nothing against Guy Benson and his husband. God said, I'll turn that nation over to a reprobate mind. Now you're dealing with people. They not only don't know God, they don't want to know God. And let me tell you, they can't know God simply because God's given them a mind that can do nothing but reject it. Now, I said all that to be able to say this. Do you know that if you keep putting God off long enough, whether you're a man, a woman, a boy, a girl, if you keep putting God off long enough, God knocks on your heart's door, and yet somehow or another, you're going to wait till another time, or you're going to put it off, or you're just going to try to ignore it. Do you know that finally you'll get past the point of no return, and then what God will do is he'll turn you over to a reprobate mind. Not a queer, but because you said no to God for so long. That's all you'll be able to do, is say no unto him. I hope that during this holiday season is that you and I be on our guard. Because let me tell you right now, I don't know if everybody here knows it, but most of you know it. You've got some kin folks who are that close to being reprobate. Yes, sir. Now, I don't mean that ugly. Yes, because most of your family make mine look like Sunday school material. That's how bad a shape we are. Let me tell you right now, make no mistake about it, is that there sooner or later, one of them is going to bring up something Jesus-y to talk about. And you can either sit with a locked jaw, and if the Lord don't give you liberty, that's exactly what you ought to do. But if God opens up the door, see, you might want to be a little bit nicer than I would be about it and that I am in days gone by, but tell you this, don't try. Somewhere between Joel Osteen, T.D. Jakes, the both of them are lying. Oh, it's not like it appears to be. Yeah, it's worse. See? You'll have the opportunity to tell somebody somewhere about what thus saith the Lord concerning that subject. I remember writing in a raven and did all that, and had a mail out, of course, back then. And we were talking at my dad-in-law's house out on the back porch. And one of my married in to the family kinfolks that was out there, I mentioned this subject of what God said about sodomites. And here's what he said. What is a sodomite? I thought, okay, here we go then. Excuse me. I'm talking about a fag. We're talking about a queer. We're talking about a lesbian. We're talking about men with men. That's what God calls sodomites. See, not everybody knows that terminology. And some people, well, I get offended if you call them other names. Well, I don't care what you get. You ought to get your head straight. Get down. Let me tell you right now, that crowd out there wallowing in the mire and that gutter rat language, they need to know. I talk about a sodomite, I'm talking about a queer. I'm talking about a fag. I'm talking about a lesbian. I'm talking about perverts. I'm talking about people that are doing things unseemly, things that are unnatural, things that are contrary to God, things that God would reprobate a nation over. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that forget God. Let's stand to our feet, our heads are bowed. Our Father, we want to thank you for thy word. I pray your blessings upon these that have gathered here tonight. Watch over folks as they travel. Lord, give us, I pray, holy boldness to speak the word of the Lord aright to our family and friends and people that we come in contact with. Now bless, I pray.